Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
The Ballad of Heartwork is a new series from The Heart is a Dungeon. Most of the story will be whimsical in nature, with moments of fear or sadness. Please take care of yourself and check the content warnings for each episode. And thank you so much for listening.
We see the end of the story. Not our story, but the story nonetheless. We see a world empty of all sentient life and the ruin of the largest city that anyone has ever dreamed. There is a long unkept promise, there is a name yet to be read aloud, and there is you. Not a god, not a mortal, but more of an idea. More of a season than an angel, and more like a star than a monster. You are either all that is left, or you are the beginning of something new. When we turn to your page and begin to read, where do we find you in this broken world, and what do we see when we close our eyes and see you?
In the middle of this broken world, in a broken little city, in the center, there is a strange marble forest. And in the forest, there are marble trees that grow strange fruit. And one of these fruits, shook by a rainstorm that is, of course, echoing with thunder, falls down into a puddle and makes a small splash. And matching, of course, the shape of the fruit that has made the echo, we see Reeve, a second shadowy fruit, in this small puddle. Reeve has recently begun to consider some new things. After their time in the Bottle Forest, began to consider that kindness too can have an echo, and they are thinking a little bit about that, about being kind, about making sounds and learning from new things, and so is here to learn from this strange new forest.
If somehow through sound or love or forgetting, if you were to consume this fruit and the memory magic trapped within it, what memory from another world would echo through you as it does from time to time?
Reeve would remember a choir. There is something so special about voices in chorus, about different beings choosing to create harmony together. And I think specifically having just worked with someone to create something, this is what is top of mind for them. The act of making noise in concert, of standing around in an amphitheater of sorts. It is open to the sky, but there is still an echo in a way that is not true of this world, but true of another, that the open sky echoes. They recall a beautiful song that is mournful a little bit and hopeful. Speaks to the place that they're from. It sings to this open and echoing sky and relishes in it. The most quiet place I've ever been was a little bit recent. I was in the depths of a cave, and I remember it well because it was yesterday, and it was also the day before that and the day before that for years and years. And years. And I was nothing for a while. And that was peaceful, but tiring. It takes quite a lot of energy to be nothing. Lacking something is tasking. And so I was very sleepy for a very long time and was truly awoken by the sound that awoke me. Being in this place and having just remembered the other one, I think Reeve is struck by, of course, the difference that here they fell into this puddle of water and it made a small, small echo that maybe only they would have heard. And the sound was diffused by the open air and was heard by no one. It went off in waves and slowly petered off. In the place they remember, distantly, long ago somewhere, the sound would have, even in a place outdoors like this, carried. It would have bounced off of what we might think of as unseen walls, but in that place, just was the air. It would have refracted back, and someone would have heard it. Louder, maybe. Sound there was always shared and returned. Here, sometimes sound is a solitary thing. Okay. Well, I rolled 5, but I have plus 2. So, okay. I can change a single force. That's all I really want to do. Reeve, for a moment, lets themselves echo. They exhale, which maybe is new for them. And on that exhale, they let out that memory. And they think about it, and they think about that open sky that sounded like here. A dome or cathedral. The air that leaves them lifts up into the branches of the trees and surrounds and forms this little dome around this forest. And now, should anyone make a sound here, it will echo, and it will have a little reverb, and it will sound extra beautiful.
We see the outline of figures beneath this tree. The ghosts of memories that have yet to be born, and they hold chisels, knives, hammer, and tong as they sculpt and shape. While around them, musicians listen, study and learn, and write strange music that they use to haunt the future with the intention of the past as it echoes through their story.
So for anybody that knows anything or asks why of anything, you would know that between everything there's space and a lot to be explored and learned in that space. And from between two grains of sand, the infinity that's between the two of those things, Wander comes out. Wander looks the way looking at a sky full of stars looks, and the way when you look out at a large body of water or the ocean and it doesn't end looks, or the way when you're at the top of a dune and it's just sand and sure it's finite but there's infinity to the finality, and how that looks, and however you perceive that, whatever feeling that evokes is what you're looking at. I move in the way that knowing where things may be explored would be. Whether it's there now or was there before or will be there in the future, I move to the places that will be climbed and studied and loved for the things it beholds, whether it be the human body and the cells it has and the way you can explore the intricacies of that, or whether it be a mountain that calls to you and every crevice and crack in it that will never be explored but can be, and that's why it'll call to you.
There is rain and thunder here as well. Purple flashes across the sky as you make your way along the coast. In the not far distance, you see a lighthouse covered in crustacean, moss, and octopods as they churn and move around it. A moat is surrounding their kingdom humbly. Do you make any sort of notes or documentations as you pass through all these worlds?
I do not document things, but the earth and the ground and the air in the wake of where I've been does. Fossils and indents and imprints and biomes created by the things I've observed or the things that might be wonderful and discovered are often left where I am as the world around me takes note of the things that people might love in the future. I think that if I had to describe it, it would be like an opposite archaeologist leaving things for the future or maybe sending things to the past. But the way you know when you've seen the footprint fossilized, immortalized, that a great creature or a being that you'll never know pressed in so fervently to create its everlasting mark upon your world. I do that. I take little things here and there and I build them up, or I press them into the dirt and I create mounds of sand that'll become mountains or become molehills or anthills that you can pour and cast and see the outline of this thing that you couldn't build yourself but you wonder about. It's openness. My favorite wonder to leave behind or to document or to fossilize is space. You look upon the sky and you see stars, and you know that in between those stars, planets, and you can't even grasp how large it is. Similarly, the sand is so small, yet there's so much space and things to be done between it. The ocean, the waters, the sky, everything with nothing is the best to explore because it could have anything. The truth of wander is that it will take and it will cause loss, and it has and wants to. And maybe the things that sate your wonder, or sate that part of you that wants to wonder, takes over your life. Maybe it's all you do. Maybe it consumes you. It's the same thing that makes you advance and makes society move forward and makes us learn is the same thing that makes us sit and makes us enjoy and indulge and overindulge and get stuck. Because wander and wondering is the same thing that all beings do. There's always a want for more.
We watch your patch of stars as the montage changes. A wheat field, a swamp, a brand new wall of stone, your side profile walking as night and day shift above you as you move forward. At one point, you enter a stunning woodland, shadows deep and cool, and there you find a grove of large bottles as though they were grown from the very ground. And in each one, there is a single or bundle of flowers, and the wind over the mouth of the glass creates a haunting melody, reminding all of where they have been, but not yet.
I take them in, and I sit there and wonder what kind of wonderful thing may have made them. And I think that I create stories here that'll eventually pop into the mind of someone else who won't have an answer for why these things are here. They'll take it as their idea and their thought, and they'll create stories, and they'll tell people why the bottles are there or why the plants aren't blue. And they'll share this information as if it's truth, when really it's just a story. I am something scared and nervous, unable to sit still, unable to be content. I am all of the worst parts, or the unsated parts that might seed mortals or might seed things unlike me, made manifest. I exist in that space where if I'm not wandering, what am I doing? But toiling, and I'm a mess.
The light flashes pink and purple again. From this height, we can see far in the distance the sprawling ruin of the largest city that anyone has ever dreamed. It covers the earth like a wound that is almost done healing. We see your stars and we see your darkness, and you walk along a trail that leads to a peninsula with a jagged cliff high above the sea, looking down as it crashes against it. The tides are filled with the dusk creatures as they emerge to try again.
here I leave what I think might be something that's left in all unspoken or hardly discovered places in the world. But in between the bits of sand or in between the droplets of water, again, the infinity between those, I leave a small staircase, maybe small steps, but once you've seen them, they're no longer small, and once you begin walking them, you cannot turn back. And to those who wander and really, really, really want to explore and discover, childlike almost, not looking at the consequences, you will go here, and you cannot go back, and you will wander until you can wander no longer. And what will happen is everyone that you've left behind will wonder where you have gone. And in that, their wander will seek and look, but they will never find the little bits of droplets or the bits of sand, because whoever has taken the staircase is already gone.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
At this moment, I first looked like a crack of thunder, which looks like nothing, just kind of a weird cloud sound. Then I look like a little cricket that made a small chirp that was nearby, and now I am a small little shadowy cricket.
Breathe. Are you looking for something?
Now, Reeve is a little bit difficult to communicate with, because Reeve, of course, responds in echoes. And so Reeve says, are you looking for something?
You're looking for the stairways, right? You want to wander with me.
I want to wander with you. And Reeve is very good at conveying things through these sounds. So Reeve says that they want to wander with you. And you know that despite their limited means of communication, they do mean it. They do want to wander with you.
I think Wander likely reaches his hand down, that is Wander itself, right? And offers to kind of you a little perch, as you are a small cricket at the moment.
Reeve hops up onto the little perch as this little cricket and will travel with you.
I do think Wander purposefully leads the conversation because Wander knows that Reeve can't communicate traditionally, but also in the way that, like, Water wants to lead the conversation, so... Well, Reeve, I've made space. There's so much space between everything and, like, the water droplets that'll be left in after the morning on the plants.
The water droplets.
Then he stops. The water droplets left on the plants and the pieces of sand. There's so much sand. And every now and again, there will be a space where someone who truly, truly wants to wander, they can go and they can't come back because they get to wander until they can't anymore.
Wander until they can't anymore?
Yes. They get to wander like I do. They'll just wander and go, and they won't be able to come back because they wanted to wander so fervently.
Come back. Come back. Come back.
No. They wanted to go there. Only the people who can truly, truly wander can go behind the waterfall or under the car where the tire shaped kind of funnily or where the glass bottle broke, but there was not enough glass.
The glass bottle.
The glass bottle. Yes, there was glass bottles by the... They made noises.
They made noises.
You like the glass bottles.
The glass bottles.
You made the glass bottles.
The glass bottles.
Oh, you're so impressive. You've done so much in your time here. I could never make the glass bottles. I just find the places that people can look. Would you like to find a place that people can look?
Find the places that people can look.
Let's. And I'm going to begin walking us in just a direction as I do.
What we've chosen to do is, and I think we managed to communicate this despite some of the challenges Reeve presents. We've worked together before, and I think Wander is adept at interpreting Reeve. We decide that we are going to create a rumor of sorts that this meadow where we have built this little zigzagging path is a place worth wandering to.
Reeve, would it be okay if the echo we left here, you know how I've left little spaces for them to wander and to wander forever? What if that they think that this is where they wander forever to? And they can come and find anyone who's wandered?
They can come and find anyone who's wandered.
I think that Wander sculpts a rumor fixed to a location similarly to how Wander sculpts a thought that someone will have in the future or has had in the past, and I think through feeling it. And if Wander doesn't believe it, no one will believe it, because no one will wander to it, because I am Wander. And so I would like to roll a feel for it. Oof. A 7 again. If there's an invisible truth, I know it. And how is what I create impacted by it? And I think that we spread a rumor and we spread an echo and everyone tells the story that this is where those wander paths lead. And I think that originally it wasn't and now it is. But they can't interact with anyone who's here. They can just come here. This is where everyone who's wandered too far goes.
For some, it has always been better to have the direction to a dream they never find than to have no dream at all. Reeve, if you could roll your grow move for us to see how far this rumor travels, letting the world know that truly there is an end. We found it. This is the end of the world, and you can find it if you only know the way.
Okay, the first one was a 1 and I got scared, but the second was a 6, so we've got a 7. Reeve, as a little cricket, hops off the little perch that Wander made for them, and they sit down beside the cricket that made the noise that summoned them, and they tell this cricket that this meadow is incredible. It is so worth wandering to. And they hope that the cricket and its ability to make sound will echo the sentiment.
Well, there's noises to be had, and where I'm going to wander, I don't think you want to go, so I will go, and I'll see you.
I'll see you. And Wander leaves. And somewhere, a little bit of wind rustles a wind chime. And suddenly, Reeve is there and looks like a wind chime, and has wandered as well.
We close the book. Just for now, there is still such a long ways left to go. There is still so much heart work to attend to if we hope to one day resemble a place that one could call a home. Thank you for tuning in to The Heart is a Dungeon for this episode of The Ballad of Heartwork. Let's meet our incredible guests. Reeve, I feel like I've asked you this before, but maybe I'm just repeating myself. Do you have a name?
Hi, I'm Louisa Blatt. I played Reeve. You can find me on various socials at Louisa Blatt. I'm on Blue Sky at louisablatt.bisky.social. Yeah, you can follow me there to see more about some of the projects I'm doing. And I also write some music that you can probably find me posting about there. And I'm on YouTube doing some game streams at Gay Throughs with a buddy of mine where we do a bunch of gay commentary on various games. Yeah, thanks for listening.
And Wander, I'm so glad to have finally found you. All this time I'd assumed I was just lost. Do you have a name?
Hey there, I'm Adam Gonzalez from Five Gems in a Trenchcoat. We're an award-winning actual play podcast where we rotate GMs, but everyone knows that because you listen to Rah-Rah and we hang out with Rah-Rah all the time. But beyond that, if you want to go find me, you can find me at Adam5GMs pretty much everywhere. Blue Sky, you know, all the B-Sky stuff, you don't do that. If you like what I'm doing, I do all kinds of silly fun stuff all over the place. Usually I'm far more boisterous and not as mellow as I've been here. Also, similarly in the gaming area, 5GMs is doing an actual play series, and we have an amazing editor, and they're very silly. They're like 15 to 20 minute long episodes. They're a lot of fun. Come check those out. And when you hear this, a season of 5GMs will be airing, and I don't know which one because I don't know what Rawa's release schedule looks like. It'll probably be 4 or 5.
And I'm Rah-Rah, but that's enough about that.